At approximately 9 a.m., we had a patrol that was ambushed. This was a rather small patrol. It was moving in South Darfur from our team site in a locality called Korabech. And it was about 25 kilometers northwest of Korabech when it was ambushed, subsequently attacked at approximately 9 in the morning, Khartoum time, which would be about 2 a.m. New York time. It was attacked by heavy ammunition. I mean, it was possibly anti-aircraft guns and medium machine guns were used. This was according to a statement that was read out by our Joint Special Representative, Mr. Mohammed Ibn Chambas. And we regrettably sustained some casualties. 7 of our peacekeepers from Tanzania were killed in the ambush, and another 17 peacekeepers were injured. And this was a patrol made up of police and military, primarily military, but there were police advisors also that had accompanied or were on the patrol. The peacekeepers who were attacked, there was a reinforcement that was sent in to extract the peacekeepers. From my understanding, the firefight continued, lasted approximately an hour. In the end, we were able to extract the peacekeepers. The 17 injured and the 7 that were killed were brought to the mission's hospital in Niala. The peacekeepers had been on the patrol moving from Korabech to Mershing. Mershing is an IDP camp also in South Darfur.
Has anybody claimed responsibility for this heinous crime?
No one's claimed responsibility, and a board of inquiry has been set up to look into details to see if we can try to ascertain who was behind the attack and, of course, the motive. And our Joint Special Representative, Mr. Chambas, as well as the Undersecretary General for Peacekeeping Operations, Mr. Latsous, I've seen statements from them and also from Secretary General indicating that those responsible must be brought to justice and must face the law for the killing and injury to our peacekeepers, who, of course, are here in the service of Darfur's people.
Those who were injured, what is their condition now?
We're actually not reporting on that right now. I know that our first responsibility basically is to make sure that all those families that do have peacekeepers that were injured, and of course those who lost their loved ones, that they are all notified first before we go on record with anything, even including the extent of those who were injured, their injuries. From my understanding, you know, out of the 17, there are at least a few who sustained serious injuries, and that's about all I can say on that. But I know that we want to make sure that the names of those people are all brought up with Tanzania's representation in New York to the UN so that they can notify them firsthand and not for them to be so concerned about their loved ones and to find out actually from us, but to find out actually through their government.
How many peacekeepers did we lose already for this year?
I believe 8. 7, of course, this past Saturday. And then I believe on the 19th of April, we lost another peacekeeper. I believe the gentleman was from Nigeria, and he was killed in our team site in Murjia, which is East Darfur. So this brings the number of 8. And then since the inception of the mission began its operations January of 2008, so about 5.5 years ago. Since the inception of the mission, we've lost 51 peacekeepers, 44 military and 7 police. No civilians have lost their lives due to hostile action.
The list of fatalities and injuries to peacekeepers is increasing. What is being done to bring the perpetrators of this crime to justice?
Well, we had another instance about 10 days ago where there was an ambush where we had 3 peacekeepers that were injured. As you might know, most of it remains internal and the investigations are typically kept under wraps. Usually it's a combination of the government, the local authorities working with UNAMID. But regrettably, and this is not just the case with this mission, but also it has been with many others, is that many times those who are responsible, justice is not completely served. And in this case, hopefully we will get those responsible, but it is a very difficult undertaking to pinpoint everybody who is responsible and to ensure that they do face justice. Many times, regrettably, it doesn't always happen.